How did everybody go?
Great.
Cool. Good to hear. Yeah. Any volunteers?
We met our expectations.
Any volunteers to present brief briefs first?
No, no.
Team 9.
Yeah, I think we did really well. So.
Hello everyone. My name is Lisa. And I'm running the team for theme night. And so we've subject to change of course, but we're quite excited about our ideas. The theme as it stands is toys. Different kinds. So the leaders will be dressed up as characters from Toy Story. You know, in different varieties, like Army Men, Andy, Buzz Lightyear. And we're looking to have the location, preferably, at the higher ups course. So if you remember the time machine year, do the walk through, like, the forest, and, you know, we get to, like, not for secret, but jump out and kind of spook the kids at times, have little signs to Andy's room. And each of the kids, their theme for the skits will be a different kind of toy, ranging from dinosaurs to army soldiers, Pokemon My Little Pony, Barbie, or even just a cardboard box and a string and a stick. You know, like,
well,
you
know,
all acceptable. We'll have little games through the night, again themed on, you know, toys, playground toys. Like Andy's coming, little costume games, guess that toy, paper airplane throwing competition. The aesthetic we're kind of going for is like looking on like this. So hoping to kind of we got it like the inflatable mattress to make a bed.
Yes, Tavy, that's the trailer. That is your Batman.
I got my role. I'm done.
if C Group makes them like the little car things, we think maybe we could feature them on the set. So they get to see their craft in the set. We're thinking maybe having a big Jack in the Box. If you remember the time travel one, so like for a leader to kind of pop out of.
That's so funny.
And so this will be, you know, generally lining like a simple kind of setup. We're talking through different ideas of whether there's apparently very cheap kind of pop-up curtains you can hire or purchase. And we'd preferably use the backing like Andy's with the clouds, you know. So the idea of it is trying to get. We liked the school thing about something kids could relate to and something kids knew about and part of. And so every kid has grown up with toys of different variety, different shapes and sizes and kinds, you know, in different capacities. And many, many people have seen the Toy Story movie and can relate to it and find fun with it and lead us to fun for the characters.
What's the objective? So we're keeping it like within 5 minutes. All this stuff, detail, amazing. But it's not necessary for us to...
Yeah, I've got other things to say.
So... You've told us the ideas of the skits, the themes, that's really cool. What's the, I guess, the objective of the night that the kids are going to be doing?
What do you mean?
Like, they're going to do, like, games and...
No, it's skits. Skits. And games.
Like, I mentioned before, each, there's a list of toys for the skits themes,
cool.
And then we'll break it up with games and challenges.
Excellent. No, that's really good.
Cool.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Nice.
Yeah,
Lisa. Alright, next up is Christian.
Woo!
Go.
So, this brief is going to be for the mole game. The main objective of the mole game is to find all of the moles that we're going to be implanting at different activities.
Mm.
So, the camp is going to be structured that we'll have 8 checkpoints throughout the camp. And each checkpoint will have 3 to 4 leaders, and some of those leaders might be moles. Now, the moles are still being determined, but we're trying to choose people who have some type of characteristic that we can use to kind of throw off kids, but at the same time, you know, make it some type of a fun checkpoint that's pretty interactive. So it might be like a photo of them when they were younger, or it might be something about their personality and so on. Each of the activities are going to be some type of physical activity, so it might be, you know, trying to complete something, and at the end of that they get a clue for one of the moles, or it could be another mental puzzle type activity. And so that was kind of, we wanted to add something like that just so that not all the kids are disadvantaged because they're not physically as strong or as fast, and so there's a bit of variety for them. So the end of the game is basically, once all of the kids have completed all the activities, they would have gathered enough information to come to a idea of who the moles were, and the team who would win at the end would be the team who correctly guesses the majority of the moles. So hopefully we're going to chuck in some easier clues just so that, like, at least some moles that we like guess correctly. The idea is to have 5 moles, but that's going to change as well because we have like 25 liters, so there's plenty to choose from. And yeah, each checkpoint will have about 3 to 5 clues for each of the leaders. So there's lots of planning to do still.
Right. Open did more than one team guesses all the moles. Do they also win?
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker, yeah.
But also, then the two moles, I guess, have to fight it out.
Yeah.
Also, also, if they get if they incorrectly guess people, then they that subtracts from it.
Yeah.
If they get people who aren't actually the mole.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Alright.
Could be really short.
Next up is Talia.
Excuse me, Tokyo. Okay, so what we are doing is Family Feud, and we've tried to put a bit of an Essie twist on it. Basically, we're going to have the A and B groupers split into approximately 8 groups. We'll try and keep it to 8 groups, which will be, we were thinking, be predetermined by how they're split in other groups. That way they're already a team and they're very familiar with each other. The way we will basically do it is that we'll have someone dress up as Steve Harvey, bald hat, oversized suit, you name it, make it look...
Handlebar myself.
Yeah, as great as possible. And so they'll all make sure everyone's involved, but basically we've already got our categories sorted, and so one person from each team will run to the buzzer, basically first in, first serve, so then they get their first choice on the board, and basically we're just going to see the rest of the kids panic as their options from their team start to be chosen up and diminish. So that'll be fun. To keep things exciting, we will have, you know, hot rounds. We may have some leaders sabotage them as they're running to the buzzer and stuff to keep it exciting. And what we're going to do is, to make it as authentic as possible, is have a survey that will be handed out at one of the meals that people can write their answers to. That way it is as authentic to the campers as possible. Anyone can do it, adults, whatever, and we'll have a nice box that people can submit the papers, which will all be pre-printed. So we've got a lot of our categories are to do with camp and, you know, Estonian themes and everything like that. We'll also have a team leader per team as well, whether they want to sabotage or help their team. Totally up to them. But we'll have our Steve Harvey, someone working the PowerPoint so we can have a Family Feud screen, a score pointer, and some of the team leaders helping around and making sure everyone's kosher. We're even thinking of having someone that interacts with the audience as, almost as if we're on a TV set, with an applause sign and stuff like that. But and we'll have it in the circus cell, and that's pretty much it.
And when's it going to be?
Oh, it's on Thursday night from 7:30 to 9:30, so it'll be after the A group versus leaders. Mm. Yep.
Perfect. Great work. Good brief briefs.
B group.
Oh, wait, B group night, sorry.
So we planned the B group, C group, like, night. And basically, we sort of came up with a story called, a game called Story Chase. So basically, what will happen is the kids will be running around, the B groupers and C groupers, and they'll be tipping leaders. And so when they tip a leader, they'll collect a word from the leader, and then they'll take them back to, like, a home base and basically use these words to assemble, like, a sentence and then a story throughout the night. And so the leaders will have two roles. So they'll be, like, blue leaders, who are the leaders who are tipped by the kids, and so they have words. And then there'll be red leaders, who are the leaders that are sort of chasing the kids as well. And so when they're tipped, they, like, lose a life, and then once they've lost all their lives, they have to go back to home base to get more lives.
Yes.
So they get, like, chased, and they get to chase as well, which is cool. And then the location of it, so we were thinking that it would be between, so the home base would be the barbecue hut, and then they'd be running around sort of, like, in the trees between the road that goes up to the Blue Village, and like we'd keep them like well away from the lake, so we'd make like a boundary sort of in that tree area. And then at the end of the night we'll like read out the story that they've come up with, and then that'll sort of lead on into a few funny jokes, well, B group jokes, and then anyway, and then after that, they'll have milk and cookies and they'll go to bed.
Perfect.
So I guess just with briefs, like as you can say, like you don't actually need to fill up all the time. Just really factual information, which is what you guys are doing. And yeah, just share what's happening. That's all you need to do with that. So it's good. Thank you.
Alright, we have two items left on the agenda.